feudalism is to do with power relations. It's to do with the relations between whoever is the head of the society, the king, and the local landowners. Now, Maitland, in one of his famous remarks, said England is the, depending on how, or he put it rather more nicely, better, he said, if you were to get an essay as a student at Cambridge University, in which you were asked, is England a feudal society, or was England in the 14th, 15th century a feudal society? If you were to write an essay which said England was the most feudal society in the world, you could, and you argued it well, you could get top marks. If you were to argue an essay which said England is the least feudal society in the world, you could argue it in a way which would get you top marks. It was both the most feudal and the least feudal. In terms of the most feudal, it was the most feudal because the feudal hierarchy of ownership went right from the top, right down to every bit of land. Every bit of land in England was ultimately held of the crown. Whereas in France, a lot of the peasants had what was known as allods or allodial land. They had their own holdings, and no one, they didn't have a feudal lord. They might have to pay rents and so on, but they didn't have a feudal lord. So a lot of the land had become peasant land, separated from the feudal structure in France. Only in England was it that the complete sub-infeudation, the lord had barons and earls, the earls had gentlemen had yeomen, the yeomen had tenants, and so it went down. And every bit of land in Earlscombe was held ultimately of the crown, either directly as freehold or indirectly through the manorial system. So it was the most feudal. On the other hand, it was the least feudal because in the extreme form of feudalism, which was described by the greatest writer on feudalism along with Maitland, who was Marc Bloch, in his great two-volume work, Feudal Society, he describes classic continental feudalism. And what his famous phrase for that is what's known as the dissolution of the state. In other words, feudalism in France, which was the classic form, was very different from England because the power had been broken. The king was not very powerful because the barons were very powerful. The barons were not very powerful because the people below them. So at each level there was a break in the feudal relations. And this is why France was constantly at war and having civil wars and so on, because the feudal structure was rather weak. But in England, all the links were perfectly maintained. The Normans had strengthened the feudal system, the Angevins had strengthened it. The English legal system was so powerful and strong that everything finally went up to the king. So England was both the most feudal and the least feudal. The only other place in the world which was like England at all, and very like England, was Japan. Japan in the 13th, 14th century had an almost identical feudal system to England. In fact, Marc Bloch mentions this at the end of his Feudal Society. He says, if I were to choose one other place in the world which I think had a feudal system, it was Japan, and he has some very interesting remarks on that.